Audacity. In today's package, confrontation between residents and the police in Guyana who were evicting them. And CARICOM and Dominican Republicans working in Antigua will no longer require a work permit there. That and more on Monday's Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards. Guyana News Source reported on Friday night that one day after their Keenview Moka homes were bulldozed by the government amid a fierce confrontation with the police, the affected have lashed out at the PPP Civic Administration after the violent removal, which has left some 7 families homeless.
One day after their Keenview Moka homes were bulldozed by the government amid a fierce confrontation with the police, the affected residents have lashed out at the PPP Civic Administration. Siobhan Eastman, who was arrested as she attempted to safeguard her home on Thursday, told news sources that President Irfan Ali and his administration should hold their heads in shame over the treatment meted out to the people of Keenview in Moka.
Shame on my president. Shame on you. You diss me. Because, and you know why I see it as a diss? From day one, we wrote letters and we sign our name. And we send it to different ministries. And they never reach out to us.
The businesswoman whose house and business establishment were both reduced to rubble said she is still in shock and disbelief. She explained that the decision to demolish the 7 remaining houses along the stretch came at the time when residents were still in negotiation with the Central Housing and Planning Authority. Some of the families have also disputed reports that they have agreed to any compensation package from the government. When news source returned to the Keenview area, residents were combing through the rubble to see what could be salvaged. Former minister under the coalition government, Simona Brooms, visited the location today also, and she spoke with the now homeless residents. Ms. Brooms said the actions of the government were unconscionable.
By police, to destroy your home, your business, broke up your clothes, broke up your stove, broke up every single thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? That is oppression. It is wicked. I don't care what nobody says. And at the same time, you know, this is not squatting land. This is ancestral land. This is muck.
The former government minister said there is no justification for the treatment meted out to the residents, and the government should be held accountable and must be held responsible. The government has defended its decision and saying that the residents were in the way of development.
Other Caribbeans working in Antigua are likely to benefit from the coming election. Let's hear from Observer Radio.
And CARICOM and Dominican Republic nationals will no longer require a work permit to work in Antigua and Barbuda. This means that all nations of CARICOM countries and the Dominican Republic who are now in Antigua and Barbuda are again fully employed and will not be required to pay for a work permit. These decisions are, according to the government, an acknowledgement of the role that Caribbean brothers and sisters have played alongside natives of Antigua and Barbuda in the development of the country and the need for labor as the economy expands. Meanwhile, the leader of the United Progressive Party, Harold Lovell, says he's gratified to see the Brown administration adopt another of his party's plans. Lovell said in a statement that the decision is contained within the UPP's One Caribbean policy, which was announced right after the new year opened.
In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, principal of the Toroma Government School, Cheryl Ann Woods, says that some students at her school are still feeling the trauma of the eruption of the La Soufriere volcano in April 2021. The Toroma Government School is located in Overland, one of the communities in the red zone in the volcano on the windward side of the island. In a recent interview with SVGTV News, the principal noted that while the students are trying to cope with the situation, it is taking a toll on their overall well-being.
But some of these children, they are renting like in Georgetown. Some of them are living with relatives in Sandy Bay, and they're from different areas, you know, and so they have been bouncing around a lot. So they have been moving from one home to the other and all of that. We even had a situation, a child who is here this afternoon, he went to Sandy Bay Government school because he was staying in Magom, which is a neighboring village, and then he went to stay in Sandibi, and then he just, and I don't know, got confused in his head, and he went and he sat in a class, the grade one class, at Sandibi government. That's how, you know, traumatized he has been. I mean, they lack that sense of stability. They have been moving from one home to the other, and, you know, I mean, relatives, they have limited finances and all of that. So they have been trying their best, right? So some of them, they are going to be relocated. Some of them were given homes in the new village in Orange Hill. Some of them are still awaiting assistance. So it's taking a while, but everybody is going to be assisted.
In Jamaica, the church is being encouraged to help the government in mental health intervention. This report by TVG News.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness raised the issue at the Heal the Family, Heal the Nation National Day of Prayer at the National Arena on Wednesday. O'Shane Masters reports.
In 3 days, the country has recorded 2 suicides. Among the victims is a policeman who was found dead in Westmoreland on Wednesday. It has long been felt that not enough is being done to address the mental health and well-being of citizens. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is looking to the church for help through a new initiative, Heartware.
It is not something that the government can do by itself. It is something that has to be done in conjunction with the church and civil society. It's a whole-of-nation approach to ensuring our mental health.
He deems it important as the government cannot deal with all the ills which faces society.
And sometimes governments fall short because we are looking at the economics, we are looking at the infrastructure, and we are looking at the laws, and we feel sometimes it is not the domain of government.
In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Minister for the Public Service Frederick Stevenson congratulated the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force on its crime-fighting initiatives and strategies throughout 2022. Speaking at an awards ceremony, Minister Stevenson said though a few may fall short, more than 95% of the members of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force carry out their duties in the way they should. Minister Stevenson appealed to members of the public to continue to work hand in hand with the police and make SVG a safe place for all. Here's SVG TV with the minister.
And we want to again congratulate the police for the tremendous work that they do despite the difficult and challenging circumstances within St. Vincent and the Grenadines. On social media, you get a lot of licks. But you are the ones who are charged with the responsibilities, and there are avenues available to help you to reach for the better.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.